This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine has enough weapons to begin its counteroffensive against Russia, and the operation will give the country the victory it needs to join NATO. This, according to Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, he told Reuters on Monday. Membership of the military alliance would probably only be possible for Ukraine after the end of active hostilities, Kuleba said in an interview in Kyiv. Ukraine has for months feted an upcoming assault to retake territories occupied by Russia, using tanks, armored cars, and artillery donated by its Western allies. Kuleba did not say whether the counteroffensive had started when asked. Russia's foreign ministry said on Monday that it saw no prospects for extending the Black Sea grain export deal, which is set to expire in mid-July, Russian news agencies reported. TASS news agency quoted the foreign ministry as saying that it was continuing consultations with the United Nations. Authorities in India are working to clear the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed Friday night, killing more than 270 people and injuring hundreds. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Outside a Balasore hospital mortuary, police and people wait for news following the fatal crash. One train was traveling to Chennai city in southern India and hit a goods freight train, knocking it off track, and was then hit by a second train coming from the opposite direction on a parallel track. Authorities are recommending India's Central Bureau of Investigations open a probe into the crash. Investigators had said on Sunday a signalling failure might have caused the three-train crash, one of the worst rail disasters in India's history. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these and any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.